Here to talk with me about his concerns for the future of the Correctional Institution Inspection Committee, or CIIC, is Mike Brickner, a spokesman with the ACLU of Ohio. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
So you have been watching what has been going on with the CIIC in the last year or so. What are your concerns with the attempts then to bring this under the Inspector General's office?
Well, I think it's very important for Ohioans to know how well the CIIC performed for many decades here in the state, that we had been a national leader in terms of inspecting prisons, providing accountability for conditions issues, and reporting information out to the public, that the CIIC had a very long history of doing announced and unannounced inspections on prisons, writing about different issues that were going on systemically within our prison system, like on use of force, drug use, privatization of food services, and had been a really amazing, wonderful tool for people to know what is really happening in our prisons. And unfortunately, starting a couple years ago, legislators started to raise concerns about some of the reports that were coming out, that they felt that some of them were being overly critical, for instance, of the privatization of food services. And there was a considerable blowback onto the CIIC that they were, again, being too critical on some of the issues going on in the state prison system. Last spring, in May, the state legislature made a move to eliminate the CIIC altogether. And at the last minute, their director chose to resign rather than the entire CIIC being eliminated.
State Senator Keith Faber, he's been leading the charge against the CIIC. And, you know, he says that the former director was insubordinate. She displayed rogue behavior and attempted to exert power that she did not legally possess. Is there any truth in what he is alleging there?
No, she did her job. She was a critic of the prisons when they were not doing their job. That some of the things that she called into question were, for instance, issues with like the privatization of food services. And people who have watched the news know that there were many issues when the state moved to a private food service program where prisoners were finding maggots in their food, that there were dozens of private food service workers who were banned from the state prison system because they were having inappropriate relationships with prisoners or because they were bringing contraband into the prisons. And she called out those issues. And, you know, many people who have power within the state government didn't like that she was raising those issues.
So what do you think then the consequences will be at the prisons with the changes at the monitoring agency?
Well, we are already seeing them just here at the ACLU. We get intake, legal intake from prisoners every day. And since the CIIC has changed quite a bit, and now they do not have a director as of right now, and they have not issued any public reports since their director left in May of last year, we have been seeing a significant increase in legal intake from prisoners who are concerned about the conditions at prisons, about access to medical and mental health treatment. And so I think that we will only see those increase.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Mike Brickner, a spokesman for the ACLU of Ohio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.